producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. As you know, for those of you who'd rather numbers than letters, it's 855-993-7569. Okay. You could also, if that doesn't exactly roll off your little memory banks, you can always check out drjoy.com. And after this length of time, drjoy.com should probably be relatively easy to remember. No period, no space. It's just DR. J-O-Y. Okay. I'm trying to decide. You know, I wasn't going to do this because it sounds a little whiny, but it's clearly at the top of my head. And if it's the top of my head, I might as well get it off so I can sort of focus on other stuff. All right. So I've had I've actually had about three internet disasters in the last, several hours. As I said yesterday, luckily you were not here. My computer kept crashing yesterday, which is a little difficult to do when you're doing a live program. But
although that's happened quite not often infrequently. When I have been here, though.
Yeah, no, it happens not infrequently. So I'm actually thinking about getting a new computer, but I loaded some new programs on it, so I'm hoping that it'll work better. I also believe in the 2-3 and the Easter Bunny, so whatever. All right, so I did two things on the internet, and I think I, like a lot of people, were a little bit resistant of using the internet. Not the internet per se. I mean, I've been using the internet for a very long time and have done chat rooms. I actually was part of CompuServe back in the days where there were dinosaurs holding computers, and I did a daily chat room where people could call in and ask questions, not dissimilar to the program now, except it was a little more private. I know people say, how come you're not doing that now? Well, because basically CompuServe WoW. Because CompuServe, when it started, was really Geek City. It was the people who really were very computer savvy, much more so than you know, Gmail and all that. It was really the very early days of personal computers. And CompuServe was really known as sort of, as I said, geekdom. And they wanted to become more family-friendly. They really anticipated, although apparently not quite efficiently enough, that computers were really going to explode and were going to be family. And so they had something called WoW. And they hired me, one of the very first hires, to kind of make the computer more user, not only friendly, but sort of attractive. I'm a therapist, right? So you could call in and you could ask me questions and people could listen in. But it was essentially free, but it wasn't on your radio. It was only on your computer, and you had to sign in to the room. It was not chat rooms per se, in that I was in charge of it. I don't think they could chat with each other. They could chat with me. But and CompuServe paid me. They didn't pay me a whole lot, but they paid me, and most importantly at the time, they bought me some pretty nice hardware. So I was quite content with it. My point being that I was not at all a Luddite. I was, you know, right there at the beginning. But the idea of buying things online I've come very late to it for two reasons. First of all, I kind of like shopping, and I'm a bargain hunter, which I know people are saying, well, you can get things sometimes much cheaper online than you can in stores, because there's not the overhead. So you're right. But the idea also of giving my credit card into the ozone, and now it doesn't make any difference. Someone's going to get your credit card anyway. Right. So, did you see they're making all these little shielding devices so you can put your credit cards into it? We're probably just going to spray ourselves with some kind of substance that protects us from. Never mind. All right. So I, like a lot of people, started buying more and more stuff online. Right. My two current disasters are, first of all, a plane ticket. And I couldn't print it out or something because I didn't look at it carefully enough. And I looked at it this morning and I realized that I was scheduled for a plane ticket at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's pretty early. And so I went online, and it turns out that there is no 7 o'clock. I will tell you more in a moment. I don't want to keep Marie waiting any longer than necessary. But I will get back to how you deal with airlines. And then I have to tell you about the 4 bicycles that are coming to my house. Stay tuned. All right, Marie, you're on the air. Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. I have a question regarding my 2-year-old granddaughter and discipline. I just left the house now because she's so horrible. I mean, I just wanted to get out of there. It's terrible. It's my house. But that's pathetic, huh? Her mother was the same way.
Yeah.
At two. I mean, just full on.
Well, and most tantrum. You know, they don't call them the terrible twos for nothing.
I know. That is true. And I know it's going to get better because then around 3, my daughter turned into this lovely little people pleasing girl, you know? But, and I've tried to tell my daughter you need to discipline her, and she says, well, I'm working on it, and it doesn't seem
well,
like
Well, I say, listen, rather than saying that generic statement, if you have to discipline her, you may want to give a specific thing, like, for example, I've been around other people's 2-year-old, and the experience that I remember that was really the corker, as far as I was concerned, is that I was cutting watermelon, and the kid came and stuck his hand out, and I said, say please.
Right.
I wouldn't give him any watermelon. And the kid was screaming and yelling. And my friend, whose kid this is, says, let's just give him the watermelon. And I said, unless you want your kid to go through life not having any manners, if I were you, I wouldn't give him the watermelon. So if you can be specific about an instance, what did the charmer do this morning that sent you screaming for the door?
Her dad, who is not together with the mom, bought her a little toy car. And the thing is that burns me up is he's doing that, but he's not paying child support.
You got to stay out. You got to stay out of that. But what does that have to do with the 2-year-old?
Okay, so mommy brought up the car because she wanted to see her car, and it doesn't reverse. So she got stuck, and she's saying, "I want to go this way. I want to go this way." And my daughter said, "You know, if you stop crying, I'll help you." But no, she just kept on and on. And first of all, when I came out from my bedroom, she said, you go back in your bedroom. And I said,
Who did? The 2-year-old or the?
The 2-year-old.
Okay, wait a minute. Before we get too far into it, let's do 2 things. First of all, the 2-year-old crying about her car, I don't think mom had to do anything at that moment. You just ignore it. Because the 2-year-old, well, as long as you're ignoring it, will try something else. The children, especially at 2, but really human beings, it's all about trial and error. So she'd sat there crying. Mom didn't do anything. At some point, she would have escalated, which you can still ignore, or she would have kind of said, okay, I got to do something else, and come and said, Mom, will you help me? At which point, your daughter could have done it. So there was no disciplining to be done. They just ignore it. Same thing when you walk out of your room and she says, go back, just ignore her.
What did I do?
You guys are giving a 2-year-old much too much power.
Exactly. Because what I did is I walked back to the room and I looked sad and I pretended I was crying.
Why are we dealing with this kid at all like this? Look, this kid, you know, you turn this kid into a monster. And 2-year-olds, by definition, are monstrous. But most of them come out of it because the behavior isn't reinforced. You're reinforcing it. What you just said to a 2-year-old is you can make Grandma cry. And the 2-year-old isn't going to go, oh, gee, that's too bad. The 2-year-old is going to go, hey, great, bring it on. I can make that big person who's trying to push me around cry. This is cool. What else can I do to make her miserable?
She came back into the bedroom and hugged me and said, I'm sorry.
Well, that's good. But, you know, I mean, so will ignoring it.
Right. That would have been the appropriate response,
Yeah. All right. So the deal how often do you live with your daughter and your granddaughter?
She lives downstairs in the Ohana unit, so it is a separate unit, but I pretty much see her almost every day.
Well, one of the possibilities is not seeing her every day.
Yeah.
All right, let me put you on hold. Let's come back and talk about how often and under what circumstances, all right? 855-993-7569. Stay tuned for why birth control really does work sometimes. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, so apparently the two-year-old came into the room. Marie, call me back when you get a moment. Marty, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help?
Hi. This is in reference to Anne of Cleves and King Henry.
Okay. who were on the phone with us yesterday? No, they weren't. Okay, go ahead.
Well, he did not take her head off.
No, he did not. Anne Boleyn.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Anne of Cleves.
No, Anne Boleyn. Anne of Cleves lived for a long time.
He did, and I was going to point that out, but you are.
No, Anne Boleyn. There were two Annes. Anne Boleyn, he beheaded.
Correct.
It's six wives, and I think one was widowed. There's actually an acronym that goes with it, but one was beheaded, Anne of Cleves was the second.
I thought you said Anne of Cleves,
Boleyn.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was all I was going to say.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that one. Did you see Wolf Hall on PBS?
I did, and actually, the best one I ever saw was the Lives of.
The Lives of Henry VIII, yeah.
Right. Loved it.
Well, did you see Anne of a Thousand Days?
I did.
That's great.
I love that too.
I don't think it's here anymore, but I saw my interest. I loved Genevieve Bugeaud. I thought she was terrific. So I loved Anne of a Thousand Days, and I loved the Wives of Henry VIII.
Yeah.
And I think it was actually called The Six Wives, Henry VIII, wasn't it? It was either Six or just The Wives. And
I thought you said Anne of Cleves, so I apologize.
No. I'm a little better at my English history than that. But I also had seen Wolf Hall, which was on Broadway, which was fantastic. So
that was excellent. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you. So you're an English history buff, huh?
I love King Henry. He's great. I mean, you know, it was fun to read
well,
about.
As long as you're not married to him, he's probably okay to mess around with. I don't think marrying him made a whole lot of sense. But
I'm not married to him, no.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Marty.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, no, do not miss Russian history and English history. I'm sort of pretty good at. I'll mess up all sorts of other things, but no, I know the difference between Anne Boleyn and Anne of Cleves. Anne of Cleves, I think, was German, as I recall, and lived for a very long time. Outlived Henry. There you go. All righty. So I was whining to you about. Well, let me go back to Marie's call first of all about 2-year-olds. Again, they don't call them the terrible twos for nothing. It's really the first opportunity that kids have to differentiate psychologically between self and other. So that negativity, that no, that is really part of the process. It's just a little difficult to be around. And most of us are sort of familiar enough with the twos. It also happens. It happens about every 2 years. So there's the terrible twos, the fearsome fours, the sickening sixes, and so it goes on about every 2 years. And in between times are really the plateaus, which are really nice to have the kid around. The even years, and of course, it's going to be a certain variation with different kids. They're going to have different kinds of rhythms about it. All right. So, but the point is that's why adults are assigned to kids, is so that we don't reinforce that behavior. And allowing kids that kind of power is just going to reinforce it. So what you really want to do is, the fact that the kid came in and said, gee, I'm sorry, doesn't offset the fact that the kid's going to do this again because it was such a powerful thing to do. What you do is ignore negative behavior and reinforce the daylights out of positive behavior. And they're equally important. If you begin scolding, for example, negative behavior, that's a reinforcement because it's paying attention. If you just ignore negative behavior and don't substitute anything else, the kid just gets flounders there. Founders? They flop around. Whether they're foundering or floundering doesn't make any difference. So what you need to do is ignore the negative so it doesn't get reinforced and reinforce the positive. But you have to catch a kid doing things right, which works much better. And every book ever written says that negative reinforcement doesn't work. You know, spanking doesn't work. Yelling doesn't work. Scolding doesn't work. All of us do it because that's what was said to us. But finding your child doing something right is a much more effective technique. Also a lot easier on you and your stomach lining, and that seems to work very well with kids. So, all right? So, and if you don't need to be around, if a kid's driving you crazy, it means don't be around that kid all the time. Especially if you're the grandparent, not the parent. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, I was whining to you about that all of a sudden am on a, supposedly a 7 o'clock flight, which doesn't exist, which now is 6 o'clock, which means being at the airport at 5 o'clock, which makes no sense at any rate. And trying to deal with the airlines, forget about it. I said, they said, well, it's a non-refundable ticket. And I said, but it's your mistake. And they said, well, no, it's not. And I said, I can take a picture and show you what you sent me, which I did. Which will, of course, they'll just say, well, we're so sorry we've made the mistake. All right, so that's number one. And I don't know the way around that. There aren't ticket offices that I know of anymore that you can actually go in and sit with somebody and get a ticket. And if you call them, they charge you $25. And even if you call them, it's not guaranteed that there's not going to be a problem, which segues into my second whine. I decided I need a bike. I decided, you know, more exercise, bike, ordered it online. Had free delivery. And then I realized when I went to the grocery store yesterday that one of the credit cards I was using had expired or something. So I called them up and I said, look, this is going to bounce. So even though they said it was approved, I knew it was going to be a problem. I said, so how do I do it? And they said, well, don't worry, we'll cancel it. And then you can just reorder. And when I called up, what I called and said is, can I just change the credit card on the order? And they said, no, you can't do that. No worries. Hasn't been shipped. We'll cancel it. And then you can reorder. Okay. So I reordered. And then I realized that I needed a bicycle lock. And if I ordered the lock itself, there's going to be a shipping charge on it. And if I just put it in with the bike, so there would be no shipping charge. And they'd come at the same time, which would be very handy. So it's one less errand I had to run. Called them back and said, okay, can I add something because it hasn't been shipped? Nope, can't change order. We'll cancel it. Okay. So they'd already said they'd cancel it once, so we're now canceling it twice. So fine, order the bike, order the chain, give them the right credit card. Happy woman. All of a sudden, I get three notifications. Your item has been shipped. Three different items. Three different bikes. So I called them up this morning and I said, I didn't order three bikes. I ordered one bike. And so I was on the phone for about 40 minutes. And they said, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. And so then they said, well, I'm going to check on your order. And they said, all three bikes are lost in transit. I said, what does that mean? They said, we don't know where the bikes are, that they've been shipped, but there's no way of tracking. Now, the first thing she said is labels have been issued for all of them. So they've all been shipped. And I said, well, but what do I do? I don't want three bikes. They told me that they canceled. They said, well, there's nothing in the record. And I said, well, I have email confirmations that I talked to you and they canceled it. I still have no idea. So they finally said, all right, this is the bike that's going to happen. And it's the wrong bike. 855-993-7569. Maybe this is the universe's way of saying I should walk. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber cybersecurity. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, whatever it is that's on your mind is what we talk about around here. And yesterday, I actually put up something, I guess, as part of the Star Wars phenomena of, I still can't get over it, made $100 million a day for the first 10 days. You know, that's, I don't think that record will ever be broken. I really don't. At any rate, that we were talking about favorite movies, and I said, you know, I would put up, and the idea was you could vote for your favorite movie of the year. But what people, and so some people did, but most people wanted to talk to me about their favorite movie. So we started talking about it yesterday, and I think we had, I don't know, apparently gobs of people, since we started talking about it, decided they wanted to join in. So I thought, okay, so we'll do that. It's just, I suppose it's one of those time of years to kind of take a deep breath and become a little nostalgic, and there's nothing that allows us to be a bit more nostalgic, I guess, than movies. And it's really a shared, you know, I think it's a shared issue. For a large number of people, television is, which is not for me. But I think more people go to the movies than watch television, I would guess. maybe that, I don't know if that's true or not true. I think fewer and fewer people are watching television. Maybe there are more options on television. I don't know what it is. I am not a fan of television, as you know. Even when I do it, I quite often don't see it. And well, movies.
I think most people are, you know, because you have your regular, you know, network shows and show, yeah. you know, cable shows and everything. And I think a lot of people are using Netflix to kind of binge watch on everything because everybody's kind of doing yeah. things now, so they don't really have time to just kind of. I know me and my work schedule, I don't really have a whole lot of time to, you know, just sit down and watch shows and keep track of shows. If there's a show that I want to really watch and keep track of, or, you know, kind of follow along with, you know, I just wait till it's on Netflix and just kind of binge watch it.
Well, and that's what I do. I catch up on any television I know anything about, like Sons of Anarchy and Wolf Hall. I watched with my daughter. I mean, it's whenever I'm down with her, we just binge watch Luther. Because I just really don't see television. I'm not interested in it. I really don't have the time. I'm home. You know, I'm out at either movies or theater most times. So, but movies seem to be kind of a universal. And I suppose because you can see them over and over again, and again, Netflix is part of that.
Yep.
So that it seems to be a kind of a common language. And in fact, that's why I started really talking about movies on my program when I very first started, because most people don't read books, number one. And I would already, when I started, there were not women on the radio, there were not psychologists on the radio, and there was, I think, kind of an anti-intellectual kind of tenor to broadcasting, which is probably even worse today than it was when I started. So the idea about talking about books just kind of reinforced the notion of, well, who does she think she is? Is she smarter than, does she think she's smarter than we are? And that's certainly not my approach to the program or to anything else, certainly including psychology. And movies are something I always loved. And there's such an easy way of saying, for example, when I talk about not putting your kid in bed with you, to go see The Good Mother with Diane Keaton and Liam Neeson, when they put the six-year-old in bed with him, and how sexualized an environment that becomes. And it was a really easy way of making the point. It was visual. It was something that everybody had access to. And so, and since then, it's really grown like Topsy. So I guess all of this is an explanation about a huge number of people have decided that they wanted to talk about their favorite movie. So we thought we would indulge you. So there you go. Which doesn't mean that if you have something on your mind, you can't call about that as well, because you can. All right. So Manny, it doesn't have to limit to one. You can see that a lot of people didn't limit themselves to one either, which is okay with me. And I, you know, I'm not a tough grader on that kind of thing. You got a favorite movie?
Yeah. You might laugh at me.
I can hardly wait. Go.
My favorite movie is, well, it's two of them.
Okay.
One of them I was actually watching last night because it actually came on TV late last night and I was watching it. But these are my two favorite movies because they are the movies that anytime they're on, I will sit and watch them. As many, even if I've seen them a million times, I will sit and watch them all the time.
So tell me what they are.
So the first one is True Lies, the Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis movie.
Where he slugs her.
I think.
Was that the one about Mars?
I think that's the one you're thinking.
I think
Total Recall. I think you're thinking.
Yeah, maybe he didn't slug her in True Lies.
This one's got Tom Arnold and James Cameron directed it, and so it was that one. And then I was watching Rocky IV last night. it came on AMC last night, and so I was watching that. And it was a lot of fun. So,
well, see, I thought with the Rockies, the even numbers were the bad ones, and the odd numbers were the good ones.
Well, the only bad one in my mind was Rocky V. Like, in my mind, like, Rocky V didn't never even happen. It just didn't exist. That's how bad.
Did you see the new one?
Did you see
Creed?
I have not seen Creed yet, and I really want to see it.
I'd love for you to see Creed and tell me what you think.
Okay.
And I think, because you're obviously a Sylvester Stallone fan.
Yeah.
And so, he and Michael Jordan's movie, but he's more of an actor in this one than in any movie you've seen him in,
mm-hmm.
which is why they're talking about a supporting actor nomination, at least for him. All right. So I didn't laugh because yesterday when people started talking about movies before we got interrupted by phone calls, mm-hmm. was Blazing Saddles. So You were. It was going to be hard for you to to lower the bar farther than that. We know everything about Richard, I think, from yesterday, from that. All right, so let's see what other people thought about. I mean, because I do think, to a certain extent, that movies we love say a lot about us. You know, what's important to us and what values. I was talking about having watched Love Actually, which is, have you ever seen that one, Manny?
Which one?
Love Actually. I think it's Richard Curtis. That's the one where Emma Thompson, Alan Rickman.
Okay, I think I remember when it came out, but I don't think
Bill Nye. It's a very
was that like
Hugh Grant
late 90s?
I think so. It's got a great soundtrack.
Okay.
And it's the one where Hugh Grant plays the prime minister. He plays basically Tony Blair.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's the soundtrack alone is wonderful. And the movie itself is just, it's just incredibly romantic.
I think I remember.
Laura Linney is in it.
Yeah, I remember Liam when Neeson. That movie came out. I don't think I ever saw it, though.
It's worth seeing. It's a very romantic movie, and it really ages very well. All right, so let's see what our listeners are saying.
Barbara says, One Touch of Venus, 1948. stars Robert Walker, Ava Gardner, Dick Haynes. She says, very romantic. It's old-fashioned, great tunes. I first watched it when I was 10, and I'm 68 now. Made me fall in love with love.
Is that the one where the statue comes to life? Where Ava Gardner plays a statue?
I'm not sure. Possibly.
No, let's see. All right, you keep going. I'll see if I can figure it out.
Jane says, Tootsie, because of Dustin.
Tootsie.
Is that, she says because of Dustin. Is that Dustin Hoffman she's talking
about?
Yeah,
he's a cross-dresser.
Okay.
He's an actor, and he can't get a job on a soap opera, so he decides he's going to become a woman. He's going to dress as a woman, and just to show them, and he becomes a star of, and Jessica Lange, I think, is the girlfriend,
okay,
who sort of developed, he wants to be his best friend. Of course, he falls in love with her. Yeah, he won an Oscar for that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like Dustin Hoffman. I'm a big Dustin Hoffman fan.
Yeah, well, if you haven't ever seen Tootsie, you'll love it. It's a really good movie.
Susan says, I'm usually very serious and intellectual, but if one of these movies comes on TV late at night when I can't sleep, I will watch it. They are mostly romantic comedies or about families coming together or about coming of age or seeing the light, so to speak, with a couple of full-out comedies thrown in. They are mostly funny, sweet, and sappy, and have happy endings. Each one serves as a good escape from the stresses of the real world.
She can tell us which they are? I mean, this is a great build-up.
Oh, let's see. Okay, and she says they are Love Actually. We just talked about.
Yay, yeah.
She's got quite a few listed here. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. 51st Dates. I remember that one.
Yeah.
I did see Forgetting Sarah Marshall, too.
I think, wasn't 51st Dates, was that Drew Barrymore?
And Adam Sandler. Yep.
Yeah.
Trading Places.
Yep.
Caddyshack.
Yeah. Bill Murray.
Tu Wong Fu. I remember Tu Wong.
With Love. Yeah.
Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. I remember that movie.
Yeah, that was a great one. Guy Pearce was in that one. That was his. That was, I think, his introduction to American audiences.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, we got that yesterday. Yeah.
Ever After, Bend It Like Beckham, Cinderella Story. She's got a lot listed here.
She does. My goodness, this woman's.
I'm about. We're getting ready to hit a break here too, so I'm only going to get about halfway through
these. All right. Go through them, and then we'll. I'll tell you about One Touch of Venus. I was right that it's a young widow dresser who kisses the statue of Venus, which comes to life. They did a remake of that as well. All right, so...
we'll finish Susan's list when we come back, I guess, right?
Or in this lifetime, maybe, maybe not. 855-993-7569. You got some other movies on your life, like Real Life? Give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary's on. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're talking real life as opposed to real life today, with the idea of people being able to nominate their favorite movies. And listen, I objected when the Oscars went to 10 nominations rather than 5 for Best Picture. So we're, how many nominations does she have?
Countless.
I can't count that high, huh?
If I try to count right now, we'll probably...
Go ahead. Don't worry about it. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
See, I left off with the Cinderella story.
Yeah.
She also has Notting Hill, Home Alone, Clueless, Coming to America, which is another one of my favorites.
Eddie Murphy, mm-hmm, and saying that we don't need any more queens.
Pretty Woman.
Jeez, Benny, she does like sentimental movies.
Benny and June, The Cutting Edge. There's Something About Mary.
Jeez Louise.
In Her Shoes. First Daughter. The Family Stone. The Holiday.
What's The Holiday? I don't know.
Don't
worry about it. It's all right.
I think I know what movie that is, but I could be wrong on it. Something's Gotta Give, Made in Manhattan, 27
Well,
Dresses.
I mean, honey, look. I think you have to have some ability. I feel like you went through a... I mean, maybe you keep all these stored in your little brain, but I think at some point you have to become a little bit selective, don't you think? Maybe not. All right.
The Wedding Planner.
Okay, enough. Let's go on. I mean, I think the problem is going to be like if there's a movie that's not on this list, it's going to be El Stinko. It's going to be like, what's one of the worst movies? What was it? Showgirls is probably the only one that's not on their list. And with my luck, it's on her list. All right, enough.
Richard says...
All right, let's say if you're going to do this from now on, you can't have more than 300 choices. I was going to say I have to toughen up a little bit on this.
Richard says The Fisher King with Robin Williams and Jeff Bridges.
That was a great movie.
He says the movie highlights the fine line between sane and insane, human experiences, and what potentially triggers us to cross the line. Very enlightening.
Yeah. I think that one, did that one win an Oscar? I think it did. I can't remember. Yeah, but it was a... I remember that just being really blown away by that movie.
Jan says, American Beauty. It speaks to my favorite saying, perception is not reality. I use this movie as a perfect example to explain that when we see something, it doesn't tell us the whole story. We are quick to story make based on one short observation. One very simple example would be, we see two men we don't know in a bar embrace. Someone might be quick to judge and think that they are gay. But what we don't know is that they are brothers who just found out that their father had a heart attack and was on his way to the hospital by ambulance. Perception is not reality.
Well, and it probably means not only is perception not reality, but that we should perhaps suspend judgment. You know, that finding out all the details or just not assigning value to what we see, of just being willing to be an observer rather than making judgments. Which is very hard for human beings to do. We are inherently judgmental creatures. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I think it's just how human beings have evolved. Of, well, you know, that's healthy, that's not. This is a friend, this is an enemy. This is, you know, this is a real threat, this is not. So I think it's part of our survival mechanism. But it doesn't always work in very gentle or very nice ways.
Francis says, too hard to decide. I would choose To Kill a Mockingbird for obvious reasons. Crazy Heart, Sling Blade.
Sling Blade, wow, Billy Bob Thornton.
Wendy says, Secondhand Line is one of them. It's life.
Billy Bob Thornton, incidentally, plays the President of the United States, kind of a Clinton-esque figure, in Love Actually.
Oh, okay.
Just, yeah, for FYI. Hmm.
Wendy says, Secondhand Line is one of them. It's life, up, down, and everything in between.
There you go. What is between life and death and everything? What is in between them? I think that is everything. Okay.
Jacqueline says, On the Waterfront with Marlon Brando and a host of great stars. It was
all right, there's a movie that, but let me just interrupt you for a second, called, I think it's called Marlon Speaks, which is this really cool documentary. Apparently Marlon Brando, not apparently, Marlon Brando made voluminous recordings, audio recordings of telling stories about his life and about himself and about the movies he was in and the people he knew and the women he loved. And this guy has taken pictures of Marlon and made them kind of holograms. And so the holograms speak Marlon's words in Marlon's voice. And it's a fascinating, it's kind of creepy in some ways, but if you're a Marlon Brando fan, I think you'd really get a kick out of it. If nothing else, his views of himself and Hollywood and everything else, a very complicated man. And the technique itself, you kind of get used to it after a while. The first couple of minutes, it's just eerie. It's like literally a voice from beyond, because he's been gone for quite some time. But if you're a Marlon Brando fan, it's called Marlon Speaks, and it came out this year. Right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you in the middle of the sentence. I just didn't want to forget to share that with our Marlon fan.
She just goes on to say, the movie was filled with emotion, reality, and all the emotions of life.
I think that may have won an Oscar as well. Rod Serling as well. Could have been a contender.
Amber says, fools rush in. They rushed in and are an interracial couple, and it's a great romantic comedy. My husband and I rushed in and are an interracial couple, and we will be married 12 years next month.
Well, happy anniversary next month. Mm-hmm. All righty.
Jerry says, Moonstruck. It's funny and romantic. Second place, the piano, beautiful, romantic, a little spooky. The third is Cold Mountain, lovely, and of course, romantic.
Very, yeah. Well, actually, the Moonstruck was the first time, because people have been telling me my whole life I looked like Cher, and I never saw it until, not in her glammed up phase, but in the dowdy phase, when the first in the movies, the first time, well, yeah, we do look a little like. When she was glammed up, not at all, but... when she was dowdy, I thought, yeah, a little bit.
Glynis says, fried green tomatoes, because it's about strong women, and the bad guy gets turned into barbecue.
It's also heavily southern fried.
Sue says, Shoot the Moon, 1982, with Albert Finney and Diane Keaton.
Albert Finney, well, I haven't heard that name for a while. Tom Jones.
She says, it's how a family deals with a man's infidelity due to his middle age crisis.
Somebody just sent me an email that said, I know, it was Dame Edna, that said that true love and sexual attraction can best be seen between a much married man and his secretary. Rude, Dame Edna, rude. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.